podcast?
Movie podcast.
Are you getting this?
You need it.
Welcome to the Movie Podcast, everybody. Episode number 177. I'm your host, Tiggs, and with us for the first time in a long time is Russ.
Yeah, I still matter, you guys.
Alex.
Hey, I almost matter.
And you hear him all the time, Peter.
It was just wonderful to have an intro that we didn't have to coax into this world.
This is the first time, I think, in 177 episodes where it was just natural. So that is a great feeling. That means that we're on top. That means that we're ready. That means that we just want to get through this thing. And what is that thing that we're talking about? Our Oscar cast. That's right. The 98th Academy Awards are happening in 2 weeks, just about.
Yeah. The 15th, right?
A week and a half.
A week and a half, and we cannot be more excited for it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't
thought about it, but when you said it, I think I realized the answer is no.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of agree. I'm kind of in the same boat right now.
Oh, that felt bad.
Yeah. But we'll work that out on our own time. Yeah. On your time, especially Russ's time, we're going to go through the 10 categories that we always go through on our Oscar cast. So that is Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Movie, Original Screenplay, Adapted Screenplay. We're not going to do animated, right? We're not going to do animated. Nope. Anybody who wants to call it? Just someone say it.
We're not doing it.
I meant to say the movie.
Oh, K-pop Demon Hunters.
Cool, we did it.
Or the character of the ring.
I did like Little Amelie, but that's not the point.
It was fun.
Little Amelie was my pick.
Yeah.
I liked its other versions of the title that they had on everything else, where it's like The Metaphysics of Tubes.
Hell yeah. That's a way better title than Little Amelie. I really thought that this was going to be like a remake of Amelie, and then it was nothing.
But smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
Tubes is actually the subtitle of the new Blue Man Group show.
And that's where we would have started the podcast if we weren't already in the middle of it. But let's just start the way we always start, with Best Supporting Actress. Russ, would you do the honors?
So we're talking actress in a supporting role. The nominees are Elle Fanning, Sentimental Value. Inga Ibstadter Lilius, Sentimental Value. Amy Madigan, Weapons. Wunmi Mosaku, Sinners. And Teyana Taylor, One Battle After Another. Super open category.
Yeah.
It's been all over the place in precursor stuff.
It feels like Sentimental is just going to split and won't win either.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the safe. Yeah. It is a three horse race.
Yeah,
and it could be any of them, and
yeah,
I would probably say Oh Cool if it was any of them.
Yeah,
Teyana Taylor won the Golden Globe. Wunmi Mosaku won BAFTA. Amy Madigan
and Madigan just won the actor, the SAG Award.
Won SAG,
And Critics' Choice I also put on this list.
I feel like I started. I'm like just going through all the different Oscars literally today for the first time. And
nice.
I was like, I do think One Battle will have a good night, but it can't get everything.
It's not going to be the night that it was going to have 3 months ago.
No.
I think it's still going to get two of the top, but I think everything else is a giant question mark.
I think we'll get to two of those.
This is one of the ones that has transitioned into more question mark territory over the last week.
Yeah.
Like originally I was like, weirdly enough, I could see Teyana Taylor getting it. That's where I was after seeing One Battle. And then months go by and I was like, or they could just give it to Amy Madigan. And then I was like, wait, why not Wunmi Mosaku? It's basically, and this is one of the few categories where I've seen every movie. I don't know that Teyana is as much of a lock as she used to be. If anything, I feel like Amy Amy Madig? Because you figure if she won the SAG, that's a pretty large voting block.
Yeah. That's kind of where I've been leaning recently as well.
BAFTA is like, it's good information, but that's over there. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Wunmi Mosaku is the only British nominee, which, if anything, could be said is a bit of a cheat on her part.
Yeah.
I think it's always whoever wins the Globe, since that's usually first, feels like a front runner because the supporting category is a combined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In comedy. Yeah. So for some reason, they don't feel like the best of five. They feel like the best of a potential 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, as I said, after that night, I agree. Tiana Taylor has been dropping, and I think Amy Madigan has been coming back from when everyone was like, please get her a nomination, to I think she's going away.
Because it's a good story.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
about kids who get like witched and stuff like that. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Like I said,
great. The tale is old as time.
This is what you've been missing for the last 2 months, at least for me. 11 weeks.
I think it was like 11 months. I was like, wow, time has flown.
I just realized I have not been castable for 3 months, not two. Yeah. Because it's March, baby.
And you're not listening to all the casts that we put out in between.
Listen, you guys. There's an Epstein podcast I've been listening to. That's the only thing I have time for.
Okay.
Is that true or not?
And it's AI. Nice. And, like, AI made it. It's probably bad. But
sounds great.
That's what I spend my time doing now. So I've missed ours. Anyway, I think I feel like it will be one of those surprise of the nights, even though it's not really a surprise, Amy Madigan. I think it's her. And as far as who should it be, it doesn't fucking matter.
But
I feel like I liked Sentimental Value. I do not think it deserved either of these noms.
Oh, really? I think my personal winner is Inga Ipsdatter Lilias. I think she's this incredible calming presence in that family, and I think she plays that so well.
I really enjoyed that movie. Like, I just feel like it's more of an, with the exception of Stellan, I feel like it's a little bit more of an ensemble piece that no one really stands out enough to win anything. And that's not a slight on the movie. It's just, it's not the kind of movie that has anybody really pitching that much higher than anybody else.
I would have liked to have seen, just to like talk about like snubs very briefly, and as well ensemble pieces. I think that Odessa Azion from Marty, I really would have liked to see her. I thought that she was excellent in that performance and kind of like making you feel for her. And then like, you know, just like her turn, I thought that she was great. Trying to think of other snubs as well.
My big snub while you're thinking is Miriam Afshari from It Was Just an Accident, who plays the photographer.
Oh, yes. She, no,
I think that movie was never going to get acting nominations. And I think was, you know, we'll talk about when it's international, was like a kind of a huge surprise that it didn't hit a lot of more categories that it was expected to, but we'll talk about that later.
Maybe Kiki and Roofman. I loved her in Roofman. And
I loved Roofman.
Yeah. Any other snoobs? It's a great movie.
nothing for Wicked. Did we
Blanchett and Black Bag?
That movie came and went.
No, it's
It's just not that type of.
I'm sorry, I missed what movie.
Wait, Wicked?
You said For Good, you
Black
mean.
Black Bag.
Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh, Black Bag. Oh, yes.
Oh. Okay.
Oh,
I thought you were.
Stand by for top 10s for more Black Bag discussion.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Black Bag discussions, I think, in the top 10s. I think that should have gotten something.
And yes, we
here.
Are talking the top 10s of 2025, even though it is March.
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's fine.
It's our podcast. We get to decide.
Yeah, we could do it. We could talk about 2027 if we wanted to. Make a guess. I don't know. I got nothing. Cool. All right. Let's keep it going then. Anything else? Anybody else? Anything else anybody wants to call out on actress in a supporting role before we move on to actor in a supporting role?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. Then let's keep it going. Alex, let's give us those noms for actor in a supporting role.
Oh, nom nom nom. Benicio del Toro won Battle After Another. Jacob Elordi, Frankenstein. Delroy Lindo, Sinners. Sean Penn, One Battle After Another. Stellan Skarsgård, Sentimental Value.
Are you like a late night TV, like, you know? Like
I was Don Pardoing for a little bit.
I feel like
this or you, or Daryl Hammonding now.
Daryl
Hammonding.
No, you.
That was Don. That was Don Pardoing.
For me, this is the category that has the potential to ruin my night.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think Sean Penn needs a third Oscar.
No,
I think he's very good.
He's good,
but it would be annoying for him to get a third when Benicio's right there and better.
Del Toro is a much better.
You don't think Stellan is going to take this?
I'm just saying from his own movie.
Right. No, and I think of this, like if it's Benicio, Delroy, or Stellan, I would be very happy.
I'm good with any of those three because Stellan, that is like a classic best supporting actor.
Yeah.
Performance. Delroy Lindo, this almost feels like a makeup call.
It's sadly a makeup.
It's definitely a makeup.
Bummer. So I don't know that any I don't feel like he gets it. I think their thinking is, all right, we fucked up a couple years ago. We're sorry. Here's a nom. But I don't think that equals a win. Benicio, I love him. This was maybe the coolest he's ever been in anything.
100%.
And Jacob Elordi, I guess they're like, if Frankenstein is so good, we have to give it. We can't do our typical Del Toro shit. Someone has to get something.
I don't get it for this one.
I think they've been trying to come up with another. They're like, all right, if we stretch out Timothée Chalamet
and make him
13 feet tall, that's Jacob Elordi. So this is a good thing, right? We've got two of them now. I don't think it was that great.
What drives me insane about that nomination is, in my mind, I might have already said this on the podcast. If I did, I apologize. But in my mind, if that role was played by Doug Jones, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
It should have been.
Like, Doug's great.
Doug Jones gives a million incredible performances for Guillermo del Toro and could have done this one. We would be miles away from this conversation.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Doug Jones.
Doug Jones. No, I don't get, like, Jacob Elordi is one of those things I don't get right now. Yeah. He's kind of a Taylor Kitsch to me.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, that's a good. That's a good.
Someone that they're just trying to make happen and it's not happening for me.
I liked him in Priscilla.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Sure. Yeah. That's fine. I think you're taking
somebody that it's like you can feel the machine at play to make him more than he is. And I think that's what my frustration is with him. And it's not necessarily him, it's everything that comes with him. It's like they saw this guy and they're like, let's make him huge. I'm like, notice we didn't
because he's literally so tall.
And then they stretched him out like he's
even more
Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, and
none of the making him a star has anything to do with his talent. And he is a talented actor. He's done a lot of things I think are pretty good. But they want to make him, like, something that I don't think he'll ever necessarily be. And I feel like he needs to go to, like, the character acting school that Colin Farrell went to after he stopped trying to be leading men and started being, like, interesting people. He needs to do this right away. Like, go smaller, because they're going to try to make you this big person, and it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
I also...
I'm just a guy who's been up for 13 hours.
All right. Humble brag, I guess. I'm not sure. But I think that of all of the movies that have been nominated, like, kind of across these nominations, Frankenstein is definitely my least favorite of all. And I just don't want to like it, I was actively annoyed by it and bored by it. Better. Yeah, me too. I like F1 better as well. I think that like Frankenstein is my least favorite, and I would pick F1 over Frankenstein at this point as far as like a movie.
I enjoyed F1 more. First of all, how the fuck is that nominated? But anyway.
Oh, Russ, you missed a lot in the world when you were
gone. Yeah.
it's like I saw that movie and I walked out like, huh, cool.
Yeah.
Are we like taking like Top Gun Jr. and giving that an Oscar now? Like, what are we doing?
Kind of. And like, where, like, not for nothing. And I know that we already kind of passed over like some of the other snubs, but like Wake Up Dead Man has a lot of great performances in it from supporting roles as well. That would have been
very
well put in.
I have a ton of snubs in this category. Some of them would have to be like the tiniest years ever would be like, John Carroll Lynch's single scene performance in Sorry Baby.
Yeah.
Or William H. Macy in Train Dreams if his wife bribed enough people to get him into the nomination.
Okay. There you go.
And then a kind of like a bummer one that I wish more people talked about it was Michael Cera in The Phoenician Scheme.
Yeah, he was really good in The Phoenician Scheme.
Yeah.
I forgot about him completely in that until I was listening to, like, what was it? Like Critical Darlings or whatever recently, and they were talking about it. I was like, oh yeah, that was really good.
Such a delight.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it seemed like Paul Mescal, like, did Jacob Elordi just steal his spot?
Well, yeah. That's what I was about to say. I kind of consider them similar in the sense that, like, I don't think that they can carry movies.
Oh, Gladiator
2.
Mistake. Yeah.
I like Paul Mescal, but I don't think he can, like, carry a film.
Yeah.
He can be if it's a two-hander where it's, like, a co-lead situation, he can do that, like, All of Us Strangers or that show with all the fucking...
which one?
Normal People.
Oh. Is that what that's about?
Basically.
The Chew Diaries?
To be the
silk
guy,
stockings,
that's not his thing.
Anything else we want to call out in here other than like John Magaro in The Mastermind?
I mean, as I said, like, it has to be like the tiniest year ever. If more attention was put on Weapons, I think Austin Abrams is incredible in that movie,
honestly.
I'm gonna
go back to a movie that's here. Delroy Lindo's makeup call could be the reason why Miles Keaton doesn't have a Best Supporting.
I agree, especially if we're gonna call Michael B. Jordan the lead. I think he is superb in that.
He's great. Like I don't know. I feel like I'm not trying to steal anything from Delroy. I'll be happy as fuck if he wins.
Well, let's be clear. He should have won a couple years ago.
He should have won a few years ago.
He wasn't even nominated, but he should have won that award.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know who won, but he was incredible in that. In a movie I don't even really like that much, he's incredible.
No, the movie wasn't that good, but he was fantastic.
Yeah. And just two other performances, I would say Tyler, the Creator in Marty Supreme and A$AP Rocky in If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, I think are both...
Oh. Like, you know what? I can't disagree with that.
I'm more on board with the If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, but
yeah,
I love Tyler, the Creator.
We get it. You're a dead...
Well, no, I just... like, it was really funny. Like, I thought he did a little more. Maybe he didn't. Tyler was great. You know what? They're both deserving.
Let's 10 nominees for this category going forward.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think all should have 10 nominees.
Yeah, well, then we'll get the pitch to 20. Now I should vote.
Yeah, they pay us by the nominee.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's keep it going. Peter, how about Best Adapted Screenplay?
Sure, once I find that category. There we go. Begonia.
Frankenstein.
One Battle After Another, and Train Dreams.
So one battle after another, right?
Like, yeah, I think this is a quick conversation. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think this one, but I don't think this is, he's going to get, I don't know. We have to talk about other ones to talk about this. He can't get this and directing and picture.
So I think he can.
I think that's entirely possible.
I will hate that if it happens. And yeah, I like this movie a lot.
It's a little weird for that to happen if it does 1 year after, I think a couple days later, people were a little annoyed that every award went to Sean Baker.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, so I think
shouldn't have. Like,
right, yeah, no.
Especially when there's this much good shit. So
you feel like
thinking which one will he lose?
Yeah. Director.
I could see director maybe.
Cause he's not losing this one.
I don't think he's losing this one.
Second position. Hamnet?
I don't think Sinners is losing original. And then I think that it gets split between director and picture.
We'll
get there.
I'm going to just leave it here. I think it's going to be one battle here, but I don't think it's going to be the night I thought it was going to be a few months ago.
Yeah.
Because one battle even won the Golden Globe, which combines original and adapted. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this is getting beat.
Which is a fucked up thing. They shouldn't be combined.
It's really stupid.
I'd like to make the case for Begonia on this one.
All right. Ooh. Yeah.
Loved it.
I think that would be... I think that, like, in reality, this goes one battle after another. Hamnet, Begonia, Train Dreams, and Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I might swap Hamnet and Train Dreams there.
I'm saying in terms of the
order.
The voting order. I wish it would... Begonia and Train Dreams would be my top two. I keep accidentally wanting to call Train Dreams Sheen Creams.
Yeah, no, we could do that. That's fine. We can. But, let's do it.
But Begonia, I think, is... If we're not going to get Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Which is crazy.
Which we'll get there.
He's great.
I think that I'd make the case for that.
I think that I'm all in for one battle here. Begonia or Train Dreams probably would be like my second at that point. But I think that like No Other Choice is the one that's like the biggest snub.
Yeah.
Across multiple categories.
I have three big snubs, and that's the one that feels insulting that it wasn't nominated. Mm-hmm. That movie's incredible.
That movie's incredible, like especially now. I don't know. Like that I really feel like that is a that's a huge miss.
My big surprise snub is I'm shocked Wake Up Dead Man didn't land here.
Yeah, that's true too.
When you consider like Glass Onion got so much residual runoff from the original Knives Out, and Wake Up Dead Man is an infinitely better movie.
Yeah, and I thought that was like definite consensus. Like across the board, everyone's like, this is better than the Oscar nominated previous.
I think it was too small. Yeah. Like, and I don't mean that I think it was what it should have been, but I think because it wasn't so big and showy and lavish locales and like really rich stuff, like people like seeing that kind of shit. And I was like, it was such a smaller movie than he's made.
Which one?
Wake Up Dead Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it is, which is unfortunate because I think it's so much better than Glass Onion. It's not funny. But
those small moments, it has its the smallest moments of the entire series is what makes it incredible, too. Mm-hmm. So I think in the third movie, pulling off all the like little character beats
when every
so impressive,
and when everything about a movie series says that, especially a successful one, says you go bigger, to do the exact opposite. Successfully, I don't know.
Agreed.
But you know, what do I know?
And then, and my final one, but you would have to agree with me more, is I honestly think 28 years later is a miracle.
I liked it.
Yeah. So just rewatching it.
I really liked the new one.
Bone Temple's
so good. Bone Temple's better.
Next year will be in my top 10, and that shit came out in January.
Yeah. There are like three movies that came out in the last 2 months that might be in my top 10. So, like, it is crazy. Nirvana the Band, the movie.
I gotta see it.
I can't see it.
It was so good. It was so good.
Work, but I really want to.
It's so good.
And I finally
watched
that whole show.
It's fantastic.
It's the best thing ever.
I watched the movie. I came back and I watched the first season of the show just immediately.
I watched the entire series in the last 2 days.
That's awesome.
It's been playing at John Wilson's Theater down the street from me.
Oh, nice.
And I keep meaning to go, but they've been doing some really fun stuff.
Yeah. It was at Lincoln Center. It's still at Lincoln Center. I went last weekend and it was like a packed theater. It was great. Everyone was so on board.
Man. I'm so annoyed. It's not going to happen for me. And I'm really bummed because I feel like that is that's another top tenner for me, especially after watching the entire series in 27 hours.
There you go.
127.
And dresses. All right, let's keep it going right now. Original screenplay. Let's move on to original screenplay. Russ, give it to us.
You got it. The writing original screenplay noms are A Blue Moon, It was Just an Accident, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, and Sinners.
I mean,
Sinners.
So it's Sinners.
Yeah, I think this is going to go to Sinners.
I really love Blue Moon, but this is Sinners. I really love It Was Just an Accident, but this is Sinners.
Yeah, I think the same. Those two would be my most likely surprises in this category, but I don't think anything but Sinners is happening.
And I'm good with that.
Fine. Yeah, totally.
So what do you think of Sorry Baby as a snub for this?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That is a snub. Yeah, dude, it's a big snub.
Even as I was watching that movie, I was like, this, in a just world, this would be something that was nominated at the Oscars. But this is very indie spirit.
Yeah.
Well, it's also very Gen Z indie spirit, which I think we haven't gotten used to yet.
And they're not
in the Academy.
They're not in the Academy yet. There's going to be... Like, Ryan Coogler's practically an elder statesman, and he's not a member of the Academy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
He said, no, I don't like ranking and voting on movies. Yeah. I think all movies are cool. So that could work against him.
That was about to say, if that is what he has said, I might rethink the entire evening.
But I think that it's not, yes, no one is close enough for screenplay for that. Directing, I could still say, is a toss-up, but I think he's going to get writing because there's no... You think that many people saw Blue Moon?
No.
It's good.
It is good, but I think...
I've had the ability to see it for 2 months, and I know I'm going to like it.
You're going to like it. It's really good.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, that movie is standing alone.
Yeah. Go ahead. Wait, Alex.
So tiny.
Without a dream in its heart.
Any other like notable, I would say, snoobs here?
I always think this is such a tough category to talk about snubs because it's just like, I like this movie. One movie that I would suggest it had festival runs in 2024.
Weapons?
2025. Oh, yeah. Oh, Weapons. God, of course. Yes, Weapons. But I highly suggest you guys check out On Becoming a Guinea Fowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really good. That director has made two movies that I've watched, both of them recently, and they are incredible. And this one is really, really great. It's one of those weird, like, dead zone movies that did festivals in 2024, released in 2025 to a small release, but highly suggest it.
Nice. I would, like, not that it would ever get here or that any of it would ever be nominated, but... We should add Friendship to that list because that is missing from all of this.
You know what? Absolutely. I think that both like is helped and suffered by like the Tim Robinson effect of everything. Yeah. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, right. you know what? Let's just put ad for a stump for everything. Final Destination Bloodlines.
Hell yeah! Well, that would have been that's adapted.
That's true. Yeah.
It's a sequel. It's automatically adapted, which is such a funny.
But I agree. It should have been in the adapted category. I said that, and I was on mute, and I didn't realize it. So.
Oh, that was a killer joke.
It was a killer joke. Also, let's add drop onto this list, but whatever. Let's keep it moving.
Drop feels like last year.
It was last year because it's 2026 right now.
I mean, Drop feels like 2020. I don't know why.
Because you're thinking of Trap. It's very similar. Oh, yeah. Similar name, title, and ranking on my top 10 list. Let's move on. You know what? I'm going to do it. Let's do it. Let's do international feature. We'll do very fast. Alex, go.
Oh, God. I wasn't ready. International feature. It's international and it's a feature. It was The Secret Agent. It was just an accident. Yep. Sentimental value.
Totally.
Sirrah.
Yep.
The voice of Hind Rajab.
Yep. Liked all of them.
Yeah. I will say that the voice of Hind Rajab kind of walks a line of like almost being a documentary.
Yeah. I was like in tears by the end of that movie, though.
It was one of those ones where you're just like, I was like kind of like pinching myself and shaking to like try not to like break down.
Yep. And like, you know how it, like, it's a true story, but like the whole time I'm just like, maybe it doesn't work out that way.
What did you think? Like, Sirrah.
I didn't love it.
I like it.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's, I got it.
Shocking that it's here, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
Movie halfway through, when it becomes shocking, like it just goes downhill. Like, and I was just like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
Yep. I like it though. I think it's an assault in like so many different ways, and I think it kind of plays into it. But I don't think like no other choice I would have put on here over that. But I would have
100%. Which
no other choice is The Secret Agent.
No other choice is my snub and winner.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think award. I think Sentimental Value probably takes this.
Yeah, or Secret Agent. It could be Secret Agent. It
has been so hot recently.
Yeah,
it's got the momentum right now, which is
it does.
I don't really like that movie.
I agree. I'm not a huge fan.
Is it bad that I'm like, I think I got it. I think I understood everything it was going for. And I think I appreciate, I think I appreciate it. Wait, but I don't necessarily like Secret Agent.
No.
I don't think I liked it.
And I was like, reading.
Yeah. This is a lot of that in this one.
For these nominees, It Was Just an Accident is my winner.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really like It Was Just an Accident.
I would concur.
I would coup that and then voice of Hind Rajab and then probably Sentimental Value. But I really like It Was Just an Accident quite a bit. And unlike Alex, I will say, I don't think I got The Secret Agent. Because I definitely listened to some podcasts later.
I said I think I got it.
And I was like, is that what happened in that movie? So I didn't get it. But I still just wasn't all on board with it.
Tiggs, is there anything anime or anything otherwise that you would put on this list?
Yeah, that's like a good point.
Demon Slayer.
No, I would not have put Chainsaw. I didn't like Chainsaw Man. I did like Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle. I thought that was very good. What was the other one that came out? There was the Reza, or no, that was Chainsaw Man. That was Chainsaw Man. There was Jujutsu Kaisen. That one. That was pretty good as well. But like, K-pop Demon Hunters probably should have been on this list. No,
I think because that's technically a Netflix film. It is.
Yeah, it's coming from US.
And it would have to be. It's that weird. Like, it has to be selected by the country. I don't think Korea was ever going to do that because they were pushing No Other Choice.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kokuo was the other one that was from Japan.
But which, it was just an accident. It came from France. Did they film anything in France?
No. So it has to do with like where the money came from. So
all the money
selected by several different countries, and it just depends on who takes it.
Got it.
Because Spain, but didn't Seurat have to shoot a scene in Spain to get?
I thought
the money?
So too. That's what I thought. Maybe that's Spain, like specific to get get the money from Spain. And I don't. Maybe France didn't do that. Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. And just I said, talked about it like 2 minutes ago, but On Becoming a Guinea Fowl, I think is as I said, criminally underseen.
Yeah, it sounds like you just want us to read your manifesto. I'll be honest. Every time you say it. All right, let's keep it moving. What do we still have left? I don't even remember anymore.
The actors, I think, director and picture.
All right, so let's go to actress in the leading role. Peter, actress in the leading role.
We've got Jesse Buckley for Hamnet. And I guess I'll just stop there.
kind of true. Yeah.
Rose Byrne, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Kate Hudson for Song Sung Blue. Renata Reinzova, for Sense of Value. And Emma Stone in Begonia.
How did Kate Hudson get here?
She's good in it, honestly.
I think there's a lot of people that should have been on this before her.
I would say the same thing about Emma Stone, though, honestly. So
I think if Emma Stone does a Yorgos,
it's automatic.
They're like, shit, the math means she gets nominated, right?
Yeah.
Kindness aside.
I was about to say that's
right.
Which I loved her in. But that said, don't hate it. Don't hate that she's here. I don't understand why Kate Hudson is here, but that's also the only one of these movies I haven't seen. And I guess Rose Byrne, if they were going to have Rose Byrne here, then Jennifer Lawrence couldn't be because it's the same.
I would have preferred, out of this category, Rose Byrne would be my pick. Even if Jennifer Lawrence was here, I would still pick Rose Byrne. But I think that J Law should be here over either Kate Hudson or Emma Stone.
Am I the only one that didn't love Hamnet as much as
I did not care for Hamnet?
I would never use the word love for me in Hamnet.
Because they lost so much love in it.
There you go.
I hate that I have planted the flag of Dad Island on this podcast.
Dad Island.
Really hard watch, you guys.
Yeah. I can imagine.
That said, I thought Jesse Buckley ruled. She's never great to see it again. I don't know why people call it beautiful. It wasn't beautiful. Nothing about that was in. It wasn't a fun watch at all. No. And I like a lot of stuff that's sad and that's downbeat. I was like, this is brutal. This is cruel and unusual. I think she was great. I think Rose Byrne should win. I don't think she's going to.
I think she should have behaved herself at the play.
I totally agree. Totally agree. You can't just touch an actor. You can't just go and touch an actor. Yeah, it's not cool. It's not cool.
You do know what a play is, right? Shut up.
And the thing is that in that last scene, she clearly doesn't, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, Jesse.
Play that Max Richter song at the end.
that is not eligible for best score, but probably the reason it still got nominated for best score.
That's correct. I thought that automatically disqualified him. I'm like, bro, that's your song from 11 years ago.
Yeah,
put in a lot of things when you want to make me cry.
Yeah, yeah. And it works.
It works, and it worked. But fuck you.
Yeah,
you shouldn't win because that's like pulling. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wish people looked at that Rose Byrne performance and said, we love her so much, and there's a good chance she's never here again.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Jesse Buckley will be back for The Bride, right? So
probably not. The reviews just canceled. People aren't.
I know. I saw it. It was crazy. Yeah. They were really bad.
Do you think it's going to Norbit her?
No.
That would be intense.
A lot of that, the blame on that's going to fall on Maggie Gyllenhaal, which is going to be true.
Yeah.
That's what I've...
Too much violence, but I guess, would they say that if a man directed it?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll
say. Not enough.
Probably not. Yeah, that's exactly what I would think. Yeah.
And we need more against women. Anyway.
Snubs for me.
Mr. Russ.
I like that Peter's trying to get this back on track.
Nope, let's keep it off track.
Also, I've had a half a beer, so I'm feeling it.
I can't wait to see Russ with a dad's tolerance.
Oh, dude, it's happening by the day.
Oh, my God. I love
it. Chase Infinity, I feel like...
I don't think anyone would agree whether she's lead or supporting at all.
It was too close.
Yeah.
But how she ended up in neither space is kind of a surprise.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I feel like I felt like more supporting, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that I didn't see it, but do you think Testament of Anne Lee deserves anything here?
That's
a big stump for me is Amanda.
I still haven't seen that. I would have
so fantastic in that movie.
I do want to see that. I've heard very good.
Am I the only one that's seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really, really great. I wish she was here. And then returning to Sorry Baby. I think Ava Victor is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But again, I don't think we're ready for the I just also don't think we're ready for like the Gen Z style of acting. It's very detached, and I think like that's not gonna.
Didn't see a very fun thing for that is that what's her face won supporting actress at the Indie Spirit Awards for that movie. Now I can't think of her name.
Oh, the friend
Naomi Ackie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won the Indie Spirit for supporting actress. And I thought that is such a great, fun win. But yeah, I think Ava Victor it would probably be in my personal five.
About?
I mean, I'm booting out Kate Hudson any chance I get. because
damn harsh.
Yeah.
And then I liked Emma Stone in Begonia, but I could see her go if it meant somebody else, like an Ava Victor got in. I have no qualms with Jesse Buckley because
it's a great performance.
That is a textbook
Oscar
winning
performance.
It's
Rose
just been
Byrne is just so that's like the punk rock nom.
And she's so good.
Renate, she's so good in it. She's so good in Sentimental Value as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
But again, that movie as ensemble-y as it is, I don't know. I'm good with those three for sure.
Yeah,
I think that like Sentimental Value is the opportunity to. I mean, if it wasn't going to go to Sinners, to take the best casting.
I was about to ask about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's if it's like one of those runaway Sinners nights, then that goes to Sinners. If it's not one of those nights, I think it goes to Sentimental Value because it is extremely well cast.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Everyone looks related.
Yeah,
and like, feel like it feels like you're watching an like kind of a documentary, in terms of like how everybody comes off together.
I will say if I think we could be a little surprised, but I think the hype train around Secret Agent is going to lead Secret Agent to win casting.
I think I'm wondering how much Secret Agent takes, honestly. Like, I really think that it could take a lot.
Well, he's a secret agent.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
You wouldn't even know.
If he takes it, we won't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got there first, Alex. Well done. All right, let's keep it going.
I'm slow now, you guys.
Best actor in a leading role. Who's taking this one? Who's taking this? Is Alex?
Peter.
It's Peter.
Didn't I just do? I just did leading actress.
Never mind. Then it's Alex.
I said Jesse Buckley and then nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
Oh, that was a good goof. Yeah. No, we already forgot about it.
We all
laughed.
Timothy Salome, Marty Supreme, Leonardo DiCaprio, One Battle After Another, Ethan Hawke, Blue Moon, Michael B. Jordan, Sinners, and Wagner Moura, The Secret Agent.
Do we think Michael B. winning?
Michael B. winning, I think. I think that this is shit.
I think it's a lot. I feel like this is 51-49, and I don't know which.
Between him and Wagner?
Timothy.
Oh.
I think Wagner Moura is going to swoop in and steal this thing.
Me too.
Do you really?
I think it's kind of a bummer for it to happen.
What?
Yeah, that's what I think.
What is everyone talking about?
I don't know. I feel like this is... No.
Michael B. Jordan would make me so happy, though.
I would be so happy if he did. Yeah, I agree with that. I would actually be pretty happy with almost any of the people on here, except maybe Wagner Moura. That was a weird thing to say.
I was about to say, yeah.
Wagner Moura, I think, I have a hard time with that movie, so I have a hard time like thinking about how good
exactly.
he is.
I feel the same.
But I think in terms of joy, he's at the bottom of my list.
Yeah. Agree.
Do we think that Timmy Tim did too much in December and not enough in March?
I don't know what happened with that, because he felt undeniable for a second.
And now
he was climbing the sphere.
He might be the new DiCaprio in a sense of, if he doesn't get it now, like, clearly this guy wants one. And that's fine. I think if you're a professional in the field, you want to be recognized by your peers, whatever.
Holy.
If he doesn't get it from Marty Supreme, it's going to be a long fucking time before he gets another one, because I feel like they're going to turn him into the next Leo, and then he's going to get a makeup call in like 10 years when he's ugly and weird.
I think the problem is that he's so he's like insufferable. Yeah. And I think that's
He went up about 10 degrees past where he should have gone. And it's like you were almost, it was almost cute, and almost cute can get real fucking annoying real fast.
Yes.
And I feel like he did that this season by starting his season so early.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, he's fantastic in that movie, which is going to be great.
Right.
I don't know what he has to do, because I think his other nominations are also very good. Like, I don't think he has one that's like, oh, we keep nominating Timmy.
No, I completely agree with you. I think that if there was a time, it was now.
Yeah. If there was a time, it was last year. Like, instead of, yeah, I mean.
But I just feel like between the merch drops and the freestyle rap videos and the this and the that, I'm like, you're doing too much.
Yeah, maybe.
You're doing too much, and you did too much too early. Which is like, if you're gonna do too much,
no one likes a front runner.
Yeah. Right.
So you did that.
Except if you're just ugly.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right.
And it's funny, this is the best Leonardo DiCaprio has been in a long time. And that
totally.
I don't even know if what I said means anything, because he's always pretty much good.
Well, how many years ago was Once Upon a Time?
It was pre-pandemic, so that feels like another.
It was. Yeah, it was at least 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah,
that was 2018 or 19.
Yeah,
I think that was the last normal movie year.
Yep. That's too long ago.
So maybe it has been a bit, because it's been over half a decade. Ethan Hawke, I feel like I'm just happy to see him invited to the party.
Me too. Yeah. I'm so happy that he's up there.
I didn't even see this movie.
Really good in it.
I just like Ethan Hawke as a person, so I'm happy.
This is a makeup for not getting into him for The Purge and Sinister, so that's cool.
I can't remember. Did he get nommed for First Reformed or no?
No, that was a huge snub.
He didn't get. I thought he got it and just didn't win. I couldn't remember.
He's been nominated for 2 acting Oscars and 1 writing, I believe.
Before Sunset?
Before Midnight, Training Day, and something else.
Yeah, he was nominated for Training Day and Boyhood.
Okay.
That's right.
So that's criminal that he didn't get for a nom for First Reformed. He was probably whatever. If we go back, he was probably the best actor that year.
Yeah.
I'd say no other choice.
Oh yeah, totally. 100%. 100%.
Lee Byung Hun.
Yes, thank you.
Is he the former Storm Shadow in the original G.I. Joe films?
Yes. Yes.
Good to see you made a career for himself.
Snub for that too. Snub for that too.
But yeah, all the while, Michael B. Jordan has really just been, he's always been here, and I never thought about him seriously until SAG did. And then I was like, it does make sense. He's 2 roles. He's 2 uniquely different, convincing roles. His face is different. His mannerisms are different. And he had to do all of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That, like, you can't he did have to learn to be that good at ping pong in order to be in that movie. That's cool. That's a feat. But
and talk like Bob Dylan.
Yeah. But we're ignoring the fact that Michael B. Jordan had to do whatever anybody else had to do times two.
And he had to learn how to be on a dune.
Yep. I love the argument that Michael B. Jordan played three roles in that movie. That he, that like,
oh, because it's Stack and then Vampire version of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. And he fights himself at one point, doesn't he? Doesn't he fight himself?
He does fight himself.
Like that, how do you do that? How do you act that way? I mean, that's crazy. Like, I don't know.
My one snub here, going back to a movie we've talked about a lot, is Josh O'Connor in Wake Up Dead Man. I think is incredible in that movie. Has so many beautiful scenes. As we talked about, so many quiet moments that I think he crushes. Him on the phone with Bridget Everett, trying to get the information about the tomb opener, and then
so funny
to talk to her is so wonderful.
It's very good. Yeah,
that is such a good moment. And you just every time he curses and then apologizes for it.
Wait, you just said Josh O'Connor for Wake Up Dead Man,
but also Josh. I mean, anything in Josh O'Connor
for The Mastermind.
Yeah.
Or Jesse Plemons for friggin' Begonia.
Oh, Jesse Plemons. Yeah, Jesse Plemons.
Do we talk about
I love that dirty little freak.
Or Stavos?
Stop. If we're in a world...
creep.
I love that, like... No. I was just about to say that, like, Jesse Plemons for Begonia, but you're right. Stavi for Begonia would be turning the world upside down.
So funny.
But he's so funny in it.
That'd be the nom.
The greatest. But yeah, Josh O'Connor is going to... He'll be back. But I don't know how many...
He will return. Or
be back. He will hasn't return. Actually been there yet. But how many times does this guy have to crush it before they start taking notice?
Totally. I totally agree with that.
Because he's good at everything.
He's been so good.
Let's not forget the fucking Challenger snubs.
That's true.
It's starting to get ridiculous because every year he's like knocking out two movies where there's an argument to be made for anything that he's doing.
Yeah.
And if all the Bond talk, like who's the new Bond, who's the this, who's the that, I'm like, this guy, when he's a bad guy, he's completely charming. When he's so charming.
He should be the villain in the next Bond. Yeah, totally.
Honestly, that would be better.
But yeah.
Like, this guy, I don't know how the franchise machine has not taken him.
Speaking of machines, what about Smashing Machine and The Rock?
Listen, it was nice to see you actually act. Show me that you can do that again.
I liked that movie. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
But if you're just doing a paint by numbers of a documentary that exists that any one of us could see right now, why am I watching it?
I think he's very good. As we talked about before, my issue with that movie is with him, but only in how he fits into the world of the film. Cause I think he's very good.
I think he's,
if I was going to nominate anyone from that movie, it would be the real life MMA guy that plays his best friend, who's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that guy is really good.
He's really good in that movie. Yeah, that's a good call.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, that was a snub. All right, let's keep it going. I'm gonna take directing. So we got Chloe Zhao for Hamnet, Josh Safdie for Marty Supreme, Paul Thomas Anderson for what is this? One Battle After Another. Joachim Trier, maybe that's how you said it, for Sentimental Value, and Ryan Coogler for Sinners.
I would say, in an odd sort of twist, I think these are the right Best Picture nominees to get Best Directing nominations.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I have some snubs, but I don't think I would swap any Best Picture director.
No, you wouldn't put F1 in this?
No. Maybe I would swap out Train Dreams for Hamnet, but I'm fine with Hamnet being here.
I would have put Train Dreams.
Train Dreams is more of a cinematography for me, which
that's fair. That's actually a fair point. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I believe so. We can check that.
I haven't seen The Secret Agent or Train Dreams yet, so I can't really speak to those.
Yeah.
And Begonia is just a movie for me that somehow got all these nods.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah. So totally.
I'm good with this being what it is. I think Chloe Zhao, as long as she's not doing Marvel, will show up, will be a repeat offender showing up here.
I think she learned her lesson.
Yep. I think Josh Safdie, once all that news came out about how the Good Times set went when he was the director with people, that I think that also threw a ton of cold water on Marty Supreme's everything.
Yeah.
I think it was going to win. Was
Timmy,
and that's in question now.
Yeah.
So I think that this is another 51-49 one battle v Sinners. I'd love to see Sinners take this because I do think one battle is going to have a good night. A good-ish night.
I do think though that directing for that chase scene.
Yes,
at the end.
But how are we looking at that scene though? Are we giving this directing, cinematography?
Or cinematography? You're right.
Like, that's where I see
the camera on the car. That's the director's choice. Like someone made it work. That's the cinematographer. Like
yes, but
we saw that in Widows. So like we've already been there.
I mean the biggest thing we talked about it with Timmy, Paul Thomas Anderson has been nominated for 14 Oscars. He has won 0 Academy Awards.
What?
Yeah.
The fact that you can't go back in time and give There Will Be Blood anything, or give
There Are So Many. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unites anything.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Nothing.
He's never won.
Wait.
He has never won an Academy Award.
Or were you saying really to the fact that we can't go back in time? I'm not on.
I thought we couldn't go back because I'd give it all the licorice pizza.
Yeah.
Oh God.
No, just kidding.
Yeah. Phantom Thread.
Why did I buy all this Orbitz cola? Yeah.
Everybody, shut up! I haven't seen it, and I'm pissed. And there's no way to see it without going to the theater.
I think because of that, I think Paul Thomas Anderson walks away with this.
Now thinking about the fact that he hasn't gotten it, but are they really going to give him this? And
that's the thing is like usually there's
he can't, one of them has to not happen.
Yeah. So I don't know which one it is. I don't know which one it is.
I almost want to go back to adapted right now because it'd be Hamnet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They could maybe do Hamnet adapted to give him directing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
He's just been cleaning up everywhere.
Right.
I just can't see him getting directing, adapted, and potentially picture.
I thought that it was like it would definitely be a lock until you brought up Anora. And like doing it 2 years in a row. And I do think
I actually
there's problems
hated that too. Like and it was fine. It helped me in an Oscar pool, but I didn't like it.
Our Oscar pool?
I think so. Did I win?
Yeah, because we did the betting site one.
Yeah, you did it at the last minute. It was great. It was super fun. We should do that again.
I can't tell if that's sarcastic or not.
It was not. I was like really into it when you did it. Now, I got last place.
I'm working on one for that Cardinal made or bought. I don't know. I'm working on it. It'll be shared soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's. I don't know. I think Coogler leaves with. Original screenplay.
I think he could leave with director
up here.
I think
Ryan Coogler needs to make something along the vein of Fruitvale Station to win directing.
What's funny is I want to say I was reading, but I definitely wasn't. So it was probably TikTok. I was on my phone. And someone on my phone said, "If replace all the vampires and sinners with like slave owners, and Sinners wins every Oscar."
Oh,
oh yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, I was like, "Holy shit, you're right." So yeah. Like it would, like if this was 12 years of Sinners, it would win everything, every single. And so like. To your point, he would win if this was 12 yep. years. Oh,
yeah, that's. I'm not saying he has to make something better. Like, I just think that's the sad reality of this.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, it's one of the only original, like, it's truly original. It's fun and it's cool. It merges a bunch of things together. Had one of the best scores ever.
It's got that crazy scene where, like, time travel happens. Oh, yeah.
We don't have to talk about that because Ludwig is winning best score every time he's nominated from here.
That
dude is the new John Williams.
He is, because he has his George Lucas and Spielberg in Coogler and Nolan. Because what?
Yeah.
It's so crazy that Nolan is like, yeah, no, I fuck with this guy now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're so fucking good, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ugh. And people say, he takes new sounds and he makes them sound different and he mixes things together. I'm like, that's a criticism?
What music is.
Dumb? Like, I want to bring back the R word just for people like that.
Well, the biggest thing to remember that Ludwig Göransson is this gigantic Swedish?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, long blonde hair, white Swedish dude. Won an Oscar for the Black Panther soundtrack score.
Yeah.
And like, you listen to that, like, that dude knows how to like put on different hats and like do a lot of different styles.
Literally.
Like, we gave him his first Oscar for like African drums. Like,
right.
So they love him.
And in a category with some of the whitest people you're ever going to see.
Yeah. Yeah,
he totally. Is the whitest man on earth.
I will make the case for the begonia again.
How the begonia harping for begonia was made, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, so they went to Jerskin Fendricks, which is a real name, and Yorgos.
Sure, not a name you just made up.
He gave him like
it's not an anagram of Russ's name.
He gave him like four words. It was like bees, hive,
more bees,
honey, and like alien, and make a soundtrack. He didn't see a single bit of the movie. That soundtrack was made just on four fucking words that Yorgos gave him.
I like the idea that like
I got it, and I was like, are you kidding me?
He just went to like ChatGPT and was just like, make me a soundtrack out of these four words.
Kittens.
If you liked hearing Russ pronounce that guy's name, I highly suggest not looking at how it's spelled, because I'm kind of transfixed by it. I can't look away.
Oh, I actually have the exact four words.
This name is so weird.
Bees, basement, spaceship, Emily Bald.
Yep.
Emily Dash Bald. Those were the four words that this guy got. And he said, I will take a 90-piece orchestra and make the dopest shit you've ever heard.
Yeah. Surratt also had a really great soundtrack. To be
fair. I agree with that.
All right. So, we got one.
I don't know how we went to the score segue. That's probably me.
It was no time.
But anyway, so like directing, do we think that One Battle takes it?
I think now, I'm convinced One Battle will take it. He might lose adapted to Hamnet.
Mm. Yeah.
Because then they can award women stuff.
There you go. Yeah, oh, that's a good... Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so finally Russ makes a counter-argument against his own.
You know.
All right. Oh, wait, what are your snubs, Pete?
Oh, directing snubs? As I said, I think... Usually it's annoying as we started this conversation being like, I think these other Best Picture nominees are more deserving, but I think this is the right Best Picture lineup. Once again, no other choice. I will scream to the high heavens about that movie.
Yep, agreed. Totally.
The other big one for me is I think Black Bag.
Yeah, totally.
It's like out of this world for like how many scenes are just like, there are two incredible dinner parties staged. The lie detector stuff. I think that movie.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Wake Up Dead Man as well. You great directing that one. All right, so we've got one category left. We got Best Picture to go, but before that, I want to ask you all, who will be the final celebrity mentioned in the In Memoriam this year?
That is such a tough question this year, but I think it's going to be Robert Duvall.
You think it's Duvall?
Oh. Ooh.
I was thinking, Reiner?
Reiner Duvall, David Lynch.
Reiner will be earlier.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman. David Lynch was in last year's.
Oh, was yeah. last year's. Okay.
Wasn't he?
I'm going to say Duvall.
Redford.
Redford also, yeah.
I think because he's a director and a producer and he's like created Sundance, I think he's
Catherine O'Hara. James Vanderbilt.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my God, Catherine O'Hara. No.
James Vanderbilt is going to not be in it and people are going to get mad and then everyone's going to have to remind you that he's not an Academy member, but he's going to be in the Emmys in memoriam or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm going to say, I saw Texas Rangers and that movie ripped and so did Varsity Blues. So
yep, 100%.
Posthumously.
100%. You
know, nobody from Varsity Blues is alive anymore and it's pissing me off.
It's
except John Voight that we talked about.
And it's pissing me off.
Val Kilmer, or was he before? Was he in the last one?
That was years ago, yeah.
I'm sticking with Reiner.
I have to go.
That's Diane Keaton.
Oh, Diane Keaton. That's right.
I think it's probably Redford. I also think, yeah.
I said Duvall first. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, it's one of those two. All right, let's move on. Let's do it. Best Picture. Russ, give him to us.
You got it. Best Picture, Begonia, F1, Frankie, Hammy, Marty, Nice. Daddy, Secret AG, Sentimenti, Sinners, Trainees.
I used to go with the hard R for Sinners after
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Put some respect on its name. I think this is going to be, I feel like Hamnet is this year's conclave. So that doesn't mean shit because it didn't win. And then Sinners and One Battle are going at it. And I think it'd be cool. I really like One Battle. It may in fact be in my top 10.
Yeah.
But don't think it deserves all three of these things.
I agree. It's the one movie that I thought was going to have an absolute place in my top 10 and has been threatening to leave it every day that we don't record top 10.
Wow. Interesting.
I have a 16 movie combo that I have to work out. It's definitely in there, but as time goes on, it has fallen down the list. And other movies have either basically stayed where they are. So I don't really have recency bias because I have some shit from like fucking March or April.
Oh yeah.
That is still super duper up there. But this is another two horse race. I don't know how, like, are we just saying big movies now? Is F1 a makeup call? How is that here?
I F1 I believe is just craft people.
Yeah, it's the craft people. Yeah. Totally. Yep. Which makes sense. There's always one.
Cool, but like Joseph Kosinski, have you ever made a movie with a character I care about?
Yeah.
No. I just know that the old white movie star is gonna save the day, whether that's what should happen in the movie or shouldn't happen. And then Brad Pitt in this or Tom Cruise in Top Cruise 2. It's so dumb. Even if it doesn't make sense in the story, it still happens.
Yeah.
I think this movie, as you said, the derivative nature of this movie, I think, is kind of insulting that it was nominated for.
It is one of the better versions of a movie you've seen 700 times. But the problem is you've seen it 700 times.
Drive with Sylvester Stallone.
Driven.
Yeah.
Oh, with Kit Pardew.
Yeah.
I think going to make it.
Yeah. F1 is going to win editing, but
sure. Oh, sound definitely. Stuff, editing.
Yeah.
But anything real? No. No offense to those people who work every day to make sounds.
Yes.
I take everything I just said back. We edit this, right?
Yeah.
Definitely not. But it's
editing this when he posts it in the next minute.
Yeah, just wondering. 14 years in, if we do a thing, I know we definitely don't.
I have edited them before, but only if I say something objectionable.
Oh. All right. Well, I think that we're gonna call Best Picture for.
So it's either One Battle or Sinners. But if it's not one of those two, what is it?
Wow.
If it's not one of those two, it's Hamnet, and we look at it like, what the fuck happened? Like the year Spotlight won.
Yeah.
I feel
what was Spotlight up against? I forget what Spotlight was up against.
Something that we all thought would have.
Like The Godfather?
Spotlight.
Yeah, Godfather Origins.
I think Spotlight Wolverine. Was the year of The Revenant and Boyhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Spotlight was Mad Max?
Oh.
It was definitely Mad Max, because I think it was 2015.
Should have won, but obviously, you know, that wasn't going to happen. If they didn't give it to Bay Pig in the City, then we're going to give it to him for that.
And I feel like once Fury Road showed up, they were like, all right, we can do these big type of movies, regardless of whether they're good or not. Like, that's how you get Top Gun. That's how you get F1.
Right.
Black Panther is the correct, is that is like the Mad Max, where it's like, yeah, no, this makes sense.
Yeah.
But now they're like, oh, a big movie that people like, we got to have those so people actually watch the show.
Yeah.
I think with ranked choice voting that one battle after another wins this, because I think every weird F1 person has one battle too.
I think ranked choice is probably what gets one battle to win. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, you know, everyone else who has a pro-Greek bias, like Alex, who puts Begonia.
And then still one battle too. Yeah.
One battle too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
my only problem with Begonia is there was only one Greek person in it.
Yeah, it's crazy
that
yeah.
we know of. No,
what?
Emma Stonopoulos.
Hey, that's offensive.
Yeah, that's her name in the Flintstones.
That would be such a good Flintstones name. All right, I feel like we have wrapped it up. It really feels like there's going to be a big. One battle number, yeah. Any other snubs here? I don't know. I mean, whatever. Blue Moon. Other than No Other Choice, which is the snub for everything.
Yeah, No Other Choice, blanket snub. Go through and just put No Other Choice in every category we talked about.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right.
Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good, obviously. Wicked for Good. I'm trying to think of some
What about
other...
Avatar?
Yeah,
Peter.
I really love that movie. Don't get me wrong, but I think it was time to stop pissing people off by nominating that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that movie not getting any big nominations is our best hope for another Avatar movie.
I feel like he needs to be firmly in the camp that he's not doing anymore before it gets a win.
I think let somebody else make them for significantly cheaper. Give your shit away. Because you don't know how to do this nearly as affordably. So if Robert Rodriguez can come in here and make this movie for half the price.
No.
I'm not. Listen.
Everyone hurt me.
Listen, I'm just a bean counter. I'm trying to think of a way to make $1 billion that doesn't cost $500 million.
I'm just a bean counter.
That's not that affordable.
It's like a Tom Waits song you just wrote.
$100 million.
That was definitely a Tom Waits song.
I think he should be able to.
And you know what I just said is gonna happen.
I know, but he
will make an Avatar.
Won't want him to do it. Give it to somebody else. Give it to fucking Dan Trachtenberg.
Nope, it's gonna be Robert Rodriguez.
No, listen,
I don't like it as much as you do, but it's just what's gonna happen.
Avatar game is surprisingly good.
Yeah, everything I've seen looks very good. All right, let's wrap it up. I think we've been going too far, too long.
Definitely.
There we go. Black Phone 2 snubbed and everything. We can move on. Best ice skating, not a category.
Oh yeah. God, Black Phone 2.
Didn't see it. Don't want to.
I had to sneeze, so I went on mute. You can find us on the web at moviepodcast.com. You can find us, or you can find Russ. I don't even know. Russ, are you on Twitter anymore, or are you...
Every night I scroll, and then I'm like, what the fuck even is this anymore? And then awesome. I go to bed. So I'm there, but I'm not doing anything.
You can find him on Letterboxd, though, as Russ Incredible. You can find Peter on Letterboxd as 12 Angry Peters. You can find Alex...
Wherever a child loses faith.
Wherever a child loses what?
Faith? I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I'm just... Every word, I was in trouble.
You can find me on Letterboxd or Trava as Johnny Tiggs. And we'll see y'all next time for our top 10 of the year, because there are no other movies really coming out right now that we haven't already talked about. So, but thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening. And we'll see you all next time on the Movie Podcast.
Oh, that was great timing. I have 3 minutes to start a bath.